The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm sitting in for Linda and Carl Bott. They're off having a wonderful time on this very important day, Valentine's Day. Just remind you that if you have a significant other and you're fortunate enough to have that in your life, now's the day to make that known. They never skip an opportunity to say I love you, and certainly not on Valentine's Day. Welcome to all of you out there, and we're going to have a great time just talking about whatever comes to our mind today. I'm joined in the studio with John Dixon, and going to have some other guests perhaps stopping by as the day goes on. So we're going to just talk about whatever comes to our mind, and hopefully whatever comes to your mind if you're out there in the chat room, and we'll be checking in with that from time to time. Certainly there's a lot going on, and this is my kind of favorite time of year when I come out of my retired closet, because, gosh, there's an election going on, and who can't not get interested in that, certainly at the local level. And I remind you that if you're not out there getting informed about your local candidates and getting involved, you're part of the problem that we face in this United States. So find out who's running for those offices, and get in there and decide who you like, and then get other people involved, because that's really the only way that we, in fact, can make any kind of a difference in our life and in the things. Complaining just doesn't do much good unless you're willing to get in there and do something about it. What do you think, John?
Well, I think complaining is a lot of fun, though. happy Valentine's Day, Trish. And Carla and Linda are on their way, I believe, to Palm Springs. And
yes.
Linda's going to be performing down there for the
yes.
holiday. And they're looking forward to a good day in the sun, if you would. I agree with you. This is a time to enjoy all of the activities of politics for a change, to pay attention to the candidates, to see what's your opinion? What does it have to do, and how is it relating to the candidates that are running for office? What can you define how you really feel about things? And does any of the candidates' platforms live up to what you would like them to live up to? It's a good time in local politics to have an opportunity to talk to and question the candidates that are running for office and to find out if they're going to represent you in the way that you want them to. It's also a good time to evaluate the people that are in office and whether or not they're responding to your best interest and whether you're satisfied with their performance. It's a good time to let everybody know how you feel. And that's why I was saying complaining's fun.
Well, it absolutely is. And I will say that the most important part is, you know, we put people in office, and then we, especially when we send them back to Washington, D.C. or Sacramento, put them in office, and then I defy anybody to tell us nobody pays attention to what they're doing.
Absolutely.
This is your time. This is their report card. This is the time that you take stock of, okay, they said they were going to do this, and did they do it? And if they didn't, then let's hold their feet to the fire. And certainly our local elected officials in this area, they have been escaping the scrutiny of the population for a few years now, and they need to be evaluated and held accountable.
And good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
We're going to take a brief step away for a moment while we check in with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. And Josh, and the team down there at Wells Fargo Advisors, like to bring us the Market Minute this time every morning. Josh, good morning, and what do we got?
Well, good morning. Stocks are lower this morning. Early action was a little changed ahead of this morning's economic releases as investors digest the news out of Europe. Currently, the Dow's down 46 points at 12,827, while the NASDAQ is down 12 at 2,918, and the S&P 500 is down 6 at 1,345. Oil's up 79 cents at $101.70 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.09%. Gold's up $3.50 this morning at $1,728, while silver is up 6 pennies at $33.79 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's down 16 cents at 18.91. Merck's up a nickel at 38.16, while Verizon's down 19 cents at 37.94. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning around 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. We're going to take a quick break, then back with our guest host, Trish Clark, and Man About Town, John Dixon, on Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the time is 7:10.
Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. We'll be back with Trish Clark in just a second. Meanwhile, need to give you a quick weather update. Looks like it's going to be about 63 for a high today under partly cloudy skies. Showers tonight and a low of 36. More of the same tomorrow, partly cloudy skies again, a high of 63 with a 10% chance of rain. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where conservative commentator Ann Coulter will be signing books and sharing dinner with about 250 people at Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood. If you'd like more information, visit AnselmoVineyards.com. You could, in fact, have dinner with Ann Coulter and find out more about that. She's also going to be a guest right here on KCNR 1460. But right now, we turn the show back over to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning, everyone, and we're so glad to have you join us and hope you're all listening and in the chat room out there. Before we go any further, though, I want to bring to your attention a wonderful event, a reoccurring event down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds that's coming up on February 25th, and it's the All About Women, a special day sponsored by the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimist Organization, of which I'm a charter member, and we do this show every year, and it's kind of for women, but it's kind of, we need you guys to come down too, because it's all kinds of things you can do for your special women in your life. It has booths about exercise, massage, chiropractic, nutrition, financial planning, home decorating, candles, gardening, medical, arts and crafts, cosmetics. We're going to have some fun things with chocolate strawberries and all kinds of things for women to do and pamper yourself. It's important that you do that. A lot of booths down there. We've still got a couple of booth space available. Any of you people who have businesses that cater to the women in our community, that'd be a good time for you to give Sherry a call at 244-5919 and book one of those booths. But it's on again February 25th from 10 to 4 down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's a real fun day. I'll be down there kind of answering questions for people and doing wonderful things that highlight the women in our life. And the women in your life. So come down that day, and I'll be kind of throwing that out as the show goes on, so you can all get it on your calendar and be sure and show up that day.
And if you don't have a special woman in your life, like you, Marty, you might have an opportunity to go over there and meet that special woman in your life. So go there and see what's going on. You'll enjoy it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a fun day, and we always have a good time with it. So we're looking forward to another great day down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
All right. Let's talk about some more about those local politicians and holding their feet to the fire, because I love that conversation. Trish, you were a board member of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. And you had an opportunity to deal with staff, to deal with the different intrigues and intricacies of the county government. I'd like to have your take on what the relationship really is between the Board of Supervisors and the staff there, and what seems to be a growing position of between the staff and the public of us versus them.
Do you know, and that's kind of a sad thing, because I've certainly watched that take shape and hear it in the community, although I'm very much in the background now. I can remember after we put those departments together, and the departments you're referring to, of course, is resource development, and that's a combination of planning, building,
Public
Works is a separate department.
Okay.
It's air quality, environmental health, planning, and building. And those departments were all put together at a time when they had very good leaders at each one of those departments. And then there was one department head over the top of that. And that worked really well for Shasta County and its citizens, because I used to hear back from the development community, the contractors and what have you, that they really liked what we'd done there, and that it was they really liked having a project in the unincorporated area because our staff was very good to deal with. My relationship with those departments was that I felt it was my job to work between them. If I had a contractor or an entrepreneur out there trying to establish a building, and they weren't just clicking with the departments, and I would get a call from them, well, I'd go out and look at their project, see what they wanted to do, how they wanted to do it, did it fit into our community, and then I would go to the department head, the person, the staff, and say, okay, well, how can we make this work? Because I think the mentality, I think, in planning is how can we make this difficult? How can we put roadblocks in your way? And that was specific with that department. But I personally, I was on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years, and I felt like I was the one that had been elected by the public, and it was my job to make their project work. And if they couldn't get that staff member, whoever it was, to work with them, and you know, it's staff's job to take that project, move it through the process, and get it before the decision makers. It's not staff's job to make the decision whether that's a good or bad project, and I don't like that, therefore I'm not moving it forward. And I think that's exactly what's happening now, John.
I absolutely appreciate what you're saying. I'm really glad now that I asked this question, because, you know, on a number of occasions I have proposed that both the county and the city create an ombudsman position that would assist any developer or any person going into business to get through the vagaries
That's the Board of Supervisors' job.
That is the Board of Supervisors. That's the city council's job.
The ombudsman would be another bureaucrat.
Absolutely.
Another person, that another layer. That's the elected official's job.
To do their job would be the issue.
I felt very strongly, as I do about most things, I'm a bit opinionated.
really?
But I felt, you know, when I ran for office, and I served for 20 years, I felt very strongly that it was my job. I'd been elected by the people, and it was my job to know what their issues were, and I was to help solve those issues.
You mean to actually represent them?
Exactly.
Really?
And if I couldn't solve the issue with one-on-one with staff, because we were locking horns about where we wanted to go, then I felt perfectly comfortable and did it on many occasions, and I'd take it directly to the board and have the discussion. We were the people that were elected to make those decisions, which leads me right to my best thing now is the stinking committee system. Let's get a committee.
Let's put it into the public's hands to represent them, because we're afraid to.
Well, exactly. It's a way to diffuse the situation, put it in the hands of a citizens' committee, and everybody thinks that sounds really wonderful. Oh, we're going to let the citizens involved and do it. What happens is it removes it from the public eye. It puts it in a back room. You let the staff spend all their time educating a bunch of citizens who have no authority to make any decisions. They spend all the time to diffuse the situation, bring it back to the electeds, who still don't know anything
about
it.
Ignore the recommendations of anybody
perhaps,
but staff anyway, because
well,
it's easier.
But by then, the situation is diffused and everybody's bored with it. And so they do what they wanted to do to begin with.
To get it off their back.
I can't tell you the number of times during a meeting where they started to set up a committee and I would remind them that's your job. You need to spend the time to listen to staff, to get educated about this project, to find out what the issues are. And then you make the decision because that's your job. We are a republic form of government. You've been elected to represent the people, and the only way you can do that is if you know what the issues are. I don't feel very strong about that.
No, you don't. I can tell. And I want to
take a break.
I'd like to
right
come
now.
Back to it after the break.
Yeah, and
just
we'll
a
be right
more.
Back.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
And KCNR 1460, where the time is 7:23. This portion of the program is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They're your local coffee shop with much more to offer. You know, they started in 1976. They had a small shop at Mount Shasta Mall. They were successful. They grew. And in 1999, they went to their current location on Hilltop Drive. In 2006, you know, they were voted the best coffee shop. And in many people's opinion, they sure are. Go see the TMB Sweeties down there at Espresso Joe's and check out the largest walk-in humidor in the area. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. And we now go back to our guest host here on KCNR 1460, Trish Clark. And Trish, we do have a caller on the line when you're ready for that.
Yeah, and we're just kind of talking about whatever. Good morning. And we're just talking about kind of whatever we feel like we want to this morning. And it always kind of seems to get to local politics when I do this because I was involved with it for so many years. But let's go first to the phone and talk with Charles this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you were talking about the staff situation, and I could, and that certainly has implications for, you know, a couple of things. One is the climate action plan, which is supposed to be unveiled to the Board of Supervisors this coming June. They were supposed to have public workshops on this stuff, but they've been dragging their feet because they seem to want to develop this stuff behind closed doors. And it's something that has the potential to severely restrict how people live their lives and so forth. And if the climate action plan is adopted as an ordinance, it becomes supreme over the general plan and whatever.
Charles,
yes.
If I may interrupt you for a minute, this is John Dixon. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Listen, what I'd like to ask you, what do you see as the major problem, the major threat from that action plan that you're concerned with here?
Well, right now, there's the possible transportation element, which right now they're denying that they're going to be wanting to set VMT limits and so forth. But I mean, if you look at Yolo County's climate action plan, it's very clear that they want to impose VMT limits of 44 miles per household per day.
You mean taking cars out of the hands of people and putting them into public transportation?
You know, I can wrap this up in a nutshell, and certainly I share your concern about this plan as well as all of the others that they're trying to bring down with us. And it's really a topic, Charles, for a whole show, two hours worth. But it is quite frankly all part of this whole sustainable development Agenda 21 issue that I started screaming about some 20 years ago, and trying to bring to people's attention that this was it was regional government. It was this another layer of stuff to take away all of the authority at the local level. They've little incrementally brought in little bits of it. We hear it in all of the kind of talking points about, and it all boils down to, can't we just get along and let somebody else make the decisions?
And attempt to cubicalize people.
It's get us all in little bitty areas where they can watch us real close and keep track of us. And that's why they want to do all of these things with our growth patterns. And it's a whole subject. Appreciate you bringing it up, and I'd love to do a whole show on it sometime.
And before I go, there's a situation up in Shasta Lake City where one city council person has been trying to represent the people, and city staff is just, declare war.
Yeah, and I understand that, but I think we're talking apples and oranges.
I said two different things.
Yeah, I think we are. So thanks very much for calling, Charles.
We've got to move to break.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, that's a great subject. It really is, because I, many years ago, was at a conference and picked up a copy of a document called it was Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, A Guide for Public Officials. And gosh, that's probably 20 years ago, right after I got on the Board of Supervisors, 15 years ago or better anyway. And actually, it came out of an organization in Santa Cruz, which when I first picked it up, I went, whoa, what can this be? Because, Santa Cruz has a tendency to be a bit liberal. I mean, when you're running for supervisor down there, you get supported by the Sierra Club. And I mean, I'm thinking, wow, what are your chances up here? But at any rate, it really was a precursor to my understanding of this whole Agenda 21. I actually purchased copies of this book and gave it to all of the elected officials in Shasta County prior to the time that I retired. And they kind of looked at me and went, come on, Trish, you and your theories and your, they always thought I was a bit conservative and perhaps, over the...
Trish, 45 years ago at San Jose State, I had a professor of ecology. whose entire teaching for a semester was about this particular subject and about where we were going. Although he felt we'd be here by 2010. We're a little late, but not far.
Not far away, unfortunately. It's been, all of the smart growth and the private-public partnership, and we're going to take a
and
break.
And the smart meters and all the other things. Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are slipping after retail sales for January were lower than expected. The government said retail sales rose 0.4% last month. That was up from December, but short of the 0.7% rise that economists had forecast. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is slipping 35 points. Meanwhile, Moody's Investors Service has lowered its ratings on six European Union countries. Moody's downgraded the ratings of Italy, Portugal, and Spain, while France, Britain, and Austria kept their top credit scores but had their outlooks dropped to negative from stable. Britain's government said the move proved its austerity measures are necessary, countering opposite arguments that the cuts are already running too deep. And Boeing has locked in its biggest order ever. The Chicago airplane manufacturer has finalized an order from Indonesia carrier Lion Air for 230 planes worth a combined $22.4 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get all the service you need and save money on gas. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the work fuel saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extras. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Party down. It was 3-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, where we're coming up on 735. This portion of the program is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They do repairs up to 24 inches in your windshield repair instead of replace. It'll preserve the structural integrity of your vehicle. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the only windshield repair company that can repair what other shops can't. Talk to Jeff Wurst, the owner over there at Crackmaster. Give him a call, 241-8373. And now back to our guest host and guest, Trish Clark and John Dixon.
Well, and this is fun. This is Trish Clark, and we welcome you back. And Carl and Linda are off. Linda's actually performing down in Palm Springs this evening, and what a great Valentine's treat for someone. If you haven't heard Linda perform her wonderful magic, that she's just very good, and Carl's enjoying that with her. And then I want to bounce back something. We were having a discussion about staff at the county, and I want to make something really clear, is that I was county supervisor for 16 years, and I dealt a lot with staff. I was the late liaison for the law and justice departments for a long time. I was also the liaison to the land use departments for a series of years. And I want to say that by and large, our county staff at the time I was there, and most of them are still there, were excellent people. I specifically want to say, if I had issues out in the community, I always used to say, gosh, I'm hoping always it's a public works problem, because that was so easy, because they had this really wonderful can-do attitude, and how can I fix this and how can I make it better? So I just want to send out a hey to those guys, because they always, from the department head down, were very cooperative and very good to work with the public. Well, so I don't want to leave an impression out there that county staff is a problem in this issue. They aren't. We do have some particular department heads that are an issue, and it is within the purview of the Board of Supervisors to solve that. And they've chosen not to, and they've chosen to put their head in the sand or whatever they're doing. But it is up to them, and they're the people you elected. And if you have a problem with a department head, then you need to be going to the Board of Supervisors, because they're the solution.
And, Trish, you know, we're exactly on the same page here. I was thinking as we came back in here that it would be a really important thing to encourage the citizens of the county to get a hold of your supervisor when you have an issue. Talk to them. They really are anxious to talk to you. Most of the time they're in their office and they're saying to themselves, why, everything must be running great because nobody's getting a hold of me and telling me anything's going wrong. And it's if you have an issue, talk to your supervisor. Make an appointment. Go see them if you need to go. I've been welcomed by them on a number of occasions. They're pleasant to talk to. They want to hear what you have to say. They may not always have the answer you want to hear, but they will do their job if you ask them to. But you have to make a point of letting them know they're being paid attention to, that they need to be responsive.
And that is their job. That is what they were elected to do, and they're there to represent you. And as you indicate, most of the time, they're going to be responsive to that. If they're not, then go to the board meeting. Because it's, you know, this being a citizen has some responsibilities.
Along with being supervisor, the citizen has a responsibility.
Exactly. And if the people in the community don't get involved, which they don't, generally speaking, until you hit them right in their pocketbook, it's not their issue. They don't want to get involved. So then there's just a few people out there who continually stir the pot. And then we get reputations as being troublemakers if we...
Absolutely.
You know, so if you've got an issue, gosh, I don't care what it's about, then that's their job. Call up if it's a city council member. But your elected officials are the ones that you have put in those offices to do those things. And, gosh, use them. That's what it's about.
Well, you know, sadly, and this is more the experience I've had at city council as opposed to the Board of Supervisors meetings, it's been mentioned by the council that the same people come up each week, each meeting, and have something to say, But generally, most of the public is very satisfied with everything that's going on here because we only hear from this group of rabble-rousing, pot-stirring people that come in routinely. That may be the case in actuality that we – that I say we because I'm one of those troublemaking pot-stirrers. But we do have something to say. We do have something to be listened to about, and – it needs to be paid attention to, and if you look under the Brown Act, there's a responsibility of both the Board of Supervisors and the City Council to listen to the citizens, hear what they have to say, not criticize them, and accept what they have to say, not necessarily act on it in a way that's positive to the person that's making the noise, but definitely pay attention to it and address the situation in a respectful way. Don't hesitate to get up there and step up and say what's on your mind. You have a right to. You have the opportunity to. Take it and use it. It, if nothing else, it's great theater. Enjoy yourself.
It is, and I will say that from sitting at the other side, another point I'd like to make is as we talk about that, if you're doing your job as an elected official, by the time you're up there making a decision, let's say on a really controversial land use decision, you have had input because you've been out in the community. You have been at several meetings. You have been out in the public. You've been out on the project site. You've been around and you've been talking to people for months before
doing
that decision comes up. Doing your homework, gathering information, gathering public input. Not all of the public is going to show up in the boardroom. So when you get to a very controversial decision and there are 25 people adamantly opposed to something, and the board makes a decision on the other side of that, they say, you didn't listen to the people.
Exactly.
Trust me, 25 very centered people.
Knowledgeable.
Well, not knowledgeable, but they're getting their ox gored, and that's why
yeah.
they're there.
Knowledgeable in their position.
And so they're there, and they want you to believe that that is the opinion of the entire community. Quite often, if you've been out in the community, you've gathered that 75% of the people don't agree with them. And they're just not in the boardroom because they've already given you their input, or they've sent you a letter, or it isn't in their backyard. So that's where we come with the NIMBY thing. And there are issues in this community, and I'll just jump right into the one that's forefront right now, Churn Creek Bottom.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's face it, that those people, that very targeted little group down there, have opposed everything that has been proposed for that piece of property since the interchange came in. In a perfect world, that interchange would not be there, and I wish they'd have won the original battle when they fought against it. Having said that, the interchange is there, and it is not going away. And that corner property, for the good of everybody, including the property owner, which now they say, well, he's just a developer. The guy that owned it for 25 years before that was not a developer. He was a property owner, and he had every right to develop that piece of land into something productive. Nobody's going to build their dream home on that corner. It is not ever going to be productive ag land sitting that close to the freeway. The one productive piece of property was the dairy, and those people drove him out of business because they didn't like the smell with their 5-acre parcels, which they now want to call productive ag land. Of course, they're all sitting out there going, oh, she hasn't changed her opinion in the
Trish,
least.
You don't have an opinion about this, do you?
But, I mean, I'm just saying, if it's private property rights we're all supporting, you can't pick and choose which property rights you want to support. That guy has a right to develop that property. Do I think that the shopping center is the best choice they've had? No, not so much at all. The auto mall would have been a great
fit.
A lot less impact on the community down there. Gee, you know what? The big church they wanted to put there a few years back might have been a good fit for them. They didn't want that either. They didn't want the wholesale nursery and fought it tooth and nail when it came in there.
Well, this is
they
not,
just don't want anybody to develop anything on that piece of property.
This is not going to make me a particularly popular person with those folks down there. I first of all, to say I understand that there is two sides to this issue. One is that when those people bought their places, their pieces of land there, they understood this was an agricultural zoned piece of property. It wasn't commercial zoned. On the other side, a common rule of thumb with planning commissions is that a like piece of development, such as the truck stop,
yeah.
is allowed. within a certain number of feet of that development. It's right across the street.
And that corner is zoned commercial.
Okay.
The very corner of it is zoned commercial. This project is much larger
than the
zone. We need to go to a break, and we'll be right back and probably pick up that septic when we get here.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our guest host, Trish Clark, will be back on in just a moment. Our time is 7:47. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. They'll do your bandsaw blades, just about anything with an edge. Give them a call at R&B Sharpening, 365-1479. Now, because we're a little behind the power curve, we're going to throw it back to Trish Clark.
And good morning, and we've just kind of been bouncing around on subjects, but we're having a great time. And to go back to what we were discussing with the corner down in Churn Creek Bottom, I just want everybody to keep an open mind about the fact that the whole general plan process in the state of California, this is not, your general plan is not a concrete document. As evidenced by the fact that you are allowed and you can adjust your general plan four different times during each year. And
that's why it's called a plan.
That's why it's called a plan. Exactly. Because, and the opportunity is always there for someone to request a zone change. It certainly should not come to anyone down in the Churn Creek Bottom that area with part of it already zoned commercial right on the corner, it was going to expand. That's been a given for many, many years. They're going to continue to fight it. Hopefully at some point, something productive, which is going to produce revenue, much needed revenue in the unincorporated area for projects, will be there. Is it going to be the shopping center? You know, I don't know. And I don't have a dog in this fight. I really don't care one way or the other about it. I think that trying to say that this guy came down here and bought off the county, to put it into commercial, gosh, that's not the first time that issue's been visited, and he had every expectation that a good project would be received well by the Board of Supervisors, as it should be.
Trish, did you get rich off of all of the people trying to buy your influence on these issues?
Yeah, exactly. No, there's been some good projects proposed down there. I'm not familiar with this one exactly, and certainly all of the issues that arise are going to have to be addressed and all that mitigation done. I would point out to you, though, that it seems a bit unfair that only the guy that's building right on that corner has to mitigate anything. How about mitigation that should have occurred, let's say, when they put Knighton Road Extension in and all the traffic that then came off of Airport Road from, if that airport grows, no mitigation there. How about the veterans home?
How about the truck stop?
Well, the truck stop paid its share.
Yeah.
When it came in. But how about the veterans home and all the development that's going to take place out there as a result of the veterans home?
Absolutely.
Any mitigation there for that corner? Should be shared. How about the people that in fact took those large pieces of property, the big ranch land and ag land, and developed it into 5-acre parcels? Should have been some mitigation there, because come on, 5-acre parcels are not ranch land.
Oh,
I'm sorry. They, you know, and yes, they do the truck gardens, and I understand that, and that's all kind of fun. It's not going to feed the world. And it isn't going to replace what we've got. And that corner, darn it, shouldn't have put that interchange there to begin with, but it is there.
It is there. And, you know, I was thinking as we were talking here that what an ideal spot that particular piece of land would be for a permanent farmer's market, similar to the one that we have running 8 months out of the year down at City Hall, in the lot next to City Hall. That would be a great permanent farmer's market. It probably wouldn't be as profitable as a shopping center, if anybody goes to that shopping center, and eventually people would, no doubt.
Put Costco down there, and you know, and the other thing I always will tell you, and gosh, we've listened to the opposition on I see they're proposing another gravel plant up in the north part of the county again, and the opposition is coming out and they're screaming and yelling, and I would remind people that aggregate is a huge issue in Shasta County. The places that we have thus far used, i.e. out in Cottonwood Creek and in the 5th District, and boy, those were bloody battles every time we sighted one of them. But what we have to remember, number one, is that you can only get gravel where the gravel is. So that's where you have to put the plants. And if we don't continually site these new plants, the cost of construction in our area is going to be exorbitant. And we need to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Gentlemen, don't leave this one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato, and seasoned vegetables, and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses.
Lucky Ladies.
Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact. which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, "I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for."
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hi, we're back, and we're just having a great time talking about all kinds of things, and I notice I've stirred up the great part of this whole situation down in Churn Creek Bottom. But we're going to switch now that we've got you all stirred up about that, because we're talking about private property rights and the owner of a piece of property and how much should they be able to do with their land within our zoning laws, because you have the right always to come before, if the zoning is different, you always have the right to come in and get a permit or a zone change.
Permitting processes, that's where we need to go with this conversation at this point. You and I both attended a meeting last night where we had the opportunity to listen to a gentleman from Inwood, Shingletown, who is having these type of issues, Mr. Reverge Ensemble.
Reverge. That's why he goes by RC.
RC. Let's go back to RC. I'm doing better with that. I can pronounce that. Anyway, he made a point last night in his talk about talking about going to one of the supervisors and asking him to step up and be the man. And he pounded his fist on the desk and said, "I'll be the man." And the next day, when RC got back to him, he said, "Well, doesn't look like I'm going to get to be the man." And I can't help but say, what caused that change? Who got to them? And I think this is leading into the conversation that we were having at the break about the experiences you had with a department head who tried to strong-arm you into agreement that didn't work out.
Well, yeah.
I have to break in here. We're closing in on the top of the hour, but we have a phone call, and this is a phone call I have to take. Trust me. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for being there for us.
Oh, we're having a great time, and I bet you guys are too.
Well, Linda's singing tonight, of course, at the Segovia, and we're looking forward to that. But happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and Linda.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Are you listening to the show?
Well, I'm not, because we don't have any
internet connection.
Computer. Yeah, we don't have a computer connection right here, and you know what? The signal doesn't quite reach us.
Darn. We're having a great time here.
Well, I'm glad. And, like I said, I can't think of better people than we have this week to be sitting in for us. And we'll be back Thursday morning.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful time and be safe.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks again. And it sounds like a great show.
Hey, Carl. Tell Linda we said break a leg.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Happy Valentine's Day to you both.
Yeah. Keep up the good fight.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Have a great time.
All right. Thanks.
You can see why I figured I really better take that one.
You better take the boss's call.
All right, we got 1 minute.
Okay, so to go back to we were talking about staff people and how they try. You know, the thing is, we have to go back always to the fact that these are elected officials, and if you have a disagreement with a staff person, unless there's something there that I don't know about, which I don't think is the case, there's no reason in the world why a staff person can tell a county supervisor, no, you can't do anything to help this guy.
And intimidate the person sufficient to be able to look that citizen in the eye and tell him, hey, I'm not your man after all. After as strong as and adamantly as I said I was going to be yesterday, today I can't be. And what is the reason for that? The reason for that, I think, is the long-term employment of staff and the relatively short term of election, and that they can be outweighted.
Well, you got to learn to count to three, certainly. And that I was reminded of by that certain department head on a couple of occasions.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
President Obama putting more pressure on Congress.
The last thing we need is for Washington to stand in the way of America's comeback.
Moments ago, urging them to extend the tax cut we've been getting in our paychecks. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
This presidential event now underway was hastily called after House Republicans attempted to outmaneuver Democrats on the payroll tax holiday.
We've seen some hopeful signs in Congress that they realize that they've got to get this done.
After insisting for months that the tax cut be paid for with spending cuts elsewhere, the House GOP dropped that demand and suggested simply passing the extension on its own right away. But that decouples it from an extension of unemployment insurance as well as a fix to Medicare doctor fees. That reduces the Democrats' leverage on those issues, and some of them aren't happy about that. Dave?
Mike, in the House, Republican Congressman Scott Garrett admits offering to extend the tax cut as a standalone bill without tying budget cuts to it.
It may hurt the GOP with some sort of arguments going forward to saying how much should we add to the debt. This will add about $100 billion to the debt.
But he says it strengthens the position they're willing to compromise when he says Democrats are not. A date has been set for Whitney Houston's funeral. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has the details live.
Dave, Fox News has confirmed that Whitney Houston's funeral will be held at the New Hope Baptist Church where she sang as a child on Saturday. Her mother, the well-known gospel singer Sissy Houston, led the music program there for many years, and her cousin, Dionne Warwick, also sang in the church's gospel choir. The owner of the Newark, New Jersey Wickman Funeral Home, where Houston's body was transferred early this morning, saying there will be no wake before the funeral service. Dave?
Courtney, a U.S. aircraft carrier has passed through the Strait of Hormuz, even though it was shadowed by Iranian patrol boats and aircraft, but there were no incidents. Iran has been threatening to close the strait in response to international sanctions over its nuclear program. On Wall Street, the Dow down 38 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mitt Romney is attacking President Obama's budget.
It wasn't designed to pass. It's designed to be a campaign document. It adds another $1 trillion to our debt.
The White House claims it cuts the deficit by $4 trillion, though. Romney's in a tougher fight for the Republican nomination. New Pew and Gallup polls show he and Rick Santorum neck and neck. The next primaries are 2 weeks away. Now, right after the president's public event pushing the payroll tax cut extension, he'll meet with China's vice president.
Mr. Vice President, welcome.
Xi Jinping greeted earlier this morning by Vice President Biden. He's in line, Jinping, next year to become China's next leader. Two Iranians are in custody in Thailand after one of them staged an attack that wounded five, including himself. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak accusing this attack in the Thai capital Bangkok as being backed by Iran. It's thought the target was Israelis. Meanwhile, the public security minister here in Israel saying his country will settle the score with the perpetrators. The blast comes a day after an Israeli diplomat's car was bombed in India and an attack stopped outside the embassy in Georgia. Israel also blaming Iran and Hezbollah. Security has been stepped up here in Israel, particularly around embassies and the airport outside Tel Aviv, Dave.
Emily, the man who tried to blow up a flight to Detroit on Christmas Day in 2009 thinks his punishment is unfair.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab admits trying to ignite explosives that were hidden in his underwear on a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. No big explosion, but he was seriously burned and the plane landed safely. Court-appointed standby attorney Anthony Chambers has asked a judge to declare the mandatory life sentence that Abdulmutallab faces cruel and unconstitutional.
That's Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Prosecutors in Italy have appealed to the highest criminal court there against overturning the murder conviction of American Amanda Knox in the slaying of a British student. An appeals court had said the evidence in the case did not hold up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And we're back, and this is Trish Clark, and we're hosting the Carl Linda Show today, Free Fire Radio, and we're just talking about all kinds of things. We just had bounced into, sorry for so abruptly leaving you at the end of the hour. We were just so busy having fun and talking that we weren't paying attention to the time. So we'll try to pay more attention to the platform here as we move forward.
We have a platform?
I think so.
Okay.
So we were talking about a meeting we attended last night and listened to a gentleman up in Inwood about his issue with planning and building and those kinds of things. And back to the private property rights. How much should a person be able to do on their property, which is for their good and for the good of the community? And how much authority should one person in a department have about making decisions difficult for that person? And that was the subject of conversation last night before the Reading Tea Party, and Reverge and Selmo was speaking to that. And John, you were talking a little bit about
We were going back and forth, but what we were really talking about was the fact that our elected officials are caving into staff requirements. And this has been a bone of contention with me for a long time. It's almost like, and I refer to this allegory all the time, that it is the tail wagging the dog. Our elected officials represent the citizens that are being governed. What does that mean? It means staff is there to assist these elected officials in governance and seeing that the right decisions are made, not to make the decision, not to put forth a position paper and say, here is the way it's going to be, and city council or board of supervisors go stamp, stamp, stamp with a rubber stamp. They have got a responsibility, and I'm talking about our elected officials, have a responsibility to research beyond what staff tells them,
that's
to find out
answer.
What the truth is, to experience what the community position is on this, and not just the limited amount of staff. I mentioned earlier that they talk about the few of us that go in and continually address council or board of supervisors with our dissidents to what's going on, and we are no different than staff. We have as much a valid opinion as a supported opinion, if it is supported, as they do, and credence should be given to the people that are being governed as much as the staff that are working for them.
You've painted a great picture, because that's exactly how the process is supposed to go. You run for election, and you are elected based on what you say and what you think and your thought process and what they think your basic principles are. So you take that going into it, and anyone should know then that part of your decision is going to be based on your own personal makeup.
Absolutely.
And you need to know that. So you, that's why you need to look closely at the person that's running. How do they feel about things?
Are they representing how you feel?
Absolutely. What are their principles? Having said that, then you take the input from staff, because they're your experts. They're the people that you have hired to guide you through these things, because certainly an elected official doesn't know everything about public health or planning or building or the law.
Exactly.
Laws. Then you take the input from the public, and you put that all together, and then the interests of the person whose issue you're dealing with, and you make a decision based on all those things, not just on one thing.
The common denominator can't come from one factor.
Exactly. And we have...
Your producer's having a tough time getting a word in sideways here, because it's okay. It is very interesting stuff. We do, however, need to take care of a little business, specifically our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, and he's going to bring us what's happening on Wall Street with the Market Minute.
Well, good morning. U.S. equities are lower this morning after a report showed retail sales rose less than analysts expected last month. Retail sales rose 0.4% in January, below the consensus estimate of 0.8% increase. Currently, the Dow is down 35 points at 12,838, while the NASDAQ is down 14 at 2,916, and the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,346. Oil's up 66 cents at $101.57 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.08%. Gold's down 10 cents this morning at $1,726, while silver is down a penny at $33.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Coca-Cola's up 7 cents at $68.51, Home Depot's up a dime at $46.03, and Cisco Systems is down 18 cents at $19.85. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And our KCNR time is 8:10. Thank you very much, Josh. Be listening for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR 1460. When Free Fire Radio continues, we'll be taking a look at the weather and then back with more on Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Trish Clark. We'll be back.
Hey, where did we go?
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
KCNR 1460, where the time is 8:12 on Free Fire Radio. Quick look at the weather. We can see partly cloudy skies today. The high should be around 63 degrees. Tonight, some showers moving in. Not a whole lot of rain out of it. And it'll be a low of about 36. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow with a high of 63. Currently, Reading's temperature showing 40 degrees. This portion of the program and the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Commentator Ann Coulter will be out there on March the 23rd. You could be having dinner with Ann Coulter. You want to find out some more information, go to www.anselmovineyards.com. And we now toss the show back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And my apologies to our producer, Bob, here, because he made a comment a minute ago off air that it's like herding cats. And we just appreciate him trying to keep us all in line here. And we're having a great time, Bob. And so you're doing a good job, too.
And we just enjoy running all over you, Robert, because it's so easy. But that's why they call you Bad Bob, because we can.
We do have our philosopher cab driver, Jay, on the line. He's been wanting to make a comment, and he's a working man, so we want to let him have his say.
Let's go to the phone right now, and let's talk to Jay.
Come on, taxpayer.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I had a question. How does it work with the staff? I mean, I myself worked for the city of Reading for a little while before the cutbacks gave me a new career, so to speak. But, you know, people are always fireable. I mean, I know there's the union and all, but I don't understand this whole concept of the staff telling the elected officials what to do. Could you explain how that works and how they keep their jobs? And I'll just take the answer off there. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate the call, Jay. And I would tell you that does happen, and there certainly is a mindset pervasive in government of all kinds that they really believe, and it's true, that they are going to be there longer than the elected official. So if an elected official doesn't watch it, they certainly can have staff overpower them because they know you're going to serve one term, maybe two terms. They're going to be there for 20, 25 years and retire. And so they kind of take this attitude of guiding you because you're really not smart enough to know all these things. That's up to the individual elected officials to figure out when they're right and when they're not right. And to use their authority. They, in fact, are the elected person. If they disagree with the staff member, they need to bring it to the entire body because it does take three always. Remember, Tia, and I have to learn to count to three. So,
if you don't mind, I'm going to throw another line in there as a partial answer to that, Jay. The way that they go about this is it is supposed to be an advise and consent basis, that they provide information to advise and then the board to make the consent factor on this to go ahead and make the ruling. But frequently, staff has been there much longer than the elected official, and they're ultimately going to be there longer than the elected official is going to be there. So they know that they have an opportunity to outweigh them on many occasions if they don't like the decision that the board's going to make, and they can direct things in such a way as to make it happen. Remember that it takes a majority of the board to make a decision. If the majority of the board pays attention to what the staff report says and doesn't do their own homework, they're going to make decisions to support staff.
And I'll jump right in there and say something that is a real eck of mine, and that is that quite often your elected officials don't read the staff report to begin with.
Last minute, at the council meeting.
Voluminous amount of information that's presented to you. And I can't begin to tell you, and this is really a bad thing to say about the people I served with in the past, but so many times it was so evident when they asked questions and talked about things that they hadn't in fact read the staff report at all. And so that made it very cumbersome for the rest of us who had read it to go back over that material completely and
I understand what you're saying. And, you know, one of the more disturbing things to me is that when an issue comes up for a vote or discussion at council or board of supervisors is to see the elected official, the council person or the supervisor, reach for the staff report and try to get through it as the discussion's going on. Because it really means there is no preparation for that particular issue, and they're going to rely basically on whatever staff tells them to do. And I hope that answers some of what Jay was asking, how they have so much influence over the elected official.
Well, and you know, you have to wonder at this point in time, certainly the things that are going on, the allegations that are being made about county staff and that board of supervisors, is one would have to wonder just exactly why a majority of that board continues to support him. I can't answer that question, but hopefully it'll come to light.
Well, I'm hoping that our guest, who will be back here in the studio in just a minute, has some answers for what he has experienced and how it has brought him through the conflicts he's had with staff and the support he's sought from the elected officials. What changes have taken place and why?
Yeah, and you know, we got the lawsuit going, and I would hope that at some point the county would bring forth the reasoning as to why they continue to fight
this litigation
and to pursue this litigation. I'm surprised that someone isn't asking that question of them now, because this has been going on for a while. It certainly would appear they're not making any progress with it, and it is, after all, our money.
Well, you'd like to think that the governing body of the county isn't involving ego in this and letting themselves get into a position of we have to be right no matter what. if the situation as it seems to have been is presented, that it's wrong, and it's been wrong, it's been ruled against on every level, including appeal, and appeal, and appeal of the appeal, why are they continuing to press this issue when they know they're wrong? They have to know they're wrong. The only thing I can come up with is it's the ego of one person driving this thing.
Yeah. It's hard for me to know, but certainly I am a supporter of private property rights and like to see, gosh, where do we go? If we can't get the private entrepreneurs in our community and the people with the corporations and the money and the jobs, we can't survive as a county. We need those jobs and those things.
Well, funny you should mention entrepreneurs, because we do have an entrepreneur. It's a chain outfit, but talk about the spirit of entrepreneurship. And I understand they have something special going on. Please welcome to the program Chris Reznor, and he's a pretty darn good dancer to boot, I might add.
Good morning, Chris. And I understand
you've
got a fundraising kind of thing or an item going on today. Tell us about what we're doing at Dutch Brothers.
Yeah. Luckily, it doesn't involve me dancing, which is good. So we're doing what we call our Dutch Love Day, and it's bring in any 16-ounce, or it's bring in 3 cans of food and get any 16-ounce drink for free.
And where is that food going?
It's all going to the Shop the Food Bank here locally. All 6 shops are doing it, my 5 shops here in Reading, the one in Palo Cedro. It's any 16-ounce drink. You can get any of our smoothies. You can get a flavored Red Bull. You can get coffee. For every 3 cans you bring in, you get a free drink. So you bring in 30 cans, you get 10 free drinks.
Oh, that's tremendous. And recognize that this is a community effort, that when the food bank helps supply all of the organizations in Shasta County that help in any way with these food drives and what have you. We're talking about the Mission, Shasta Senior Nutrition, People of Progress, all of the different ones that supply food. So this is great. How long is this going on, and where are your locations?
It's going on all day. We started at 5 a.m. It's hopping. We're busy right now. I'm at one of the shops sitting out in my car, and there's 15 cars in line right now at my shop on Cherry Creek. And it's at all my shops, 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. We have 2 shops on Churn Creek, one at 2221 Churn Creek there by the post office. The other one's down kind of towards Hartnell on Churn Creek. And we have one on North Market up there by Turtle Bay Elementary School. We have one on South Market down by the Gospel Mission. And we want to have one out in Airport Road, Airport and Rancho. The other one is Palo Cedro, out on Deschutes Road in Palo Cedro.
Chris, you failed to mention one other reward that the people get for bringing that food in. They get to have the opportunity to interact with those fantastic baristas you've got working there, the ones that put the smile on your face and are always happy when you go in to get a drink.
This is true. We have an amazing group of kids working for us.
Fantastic.
And that's kind of the thing that I love to hear, you know, about my crew. So we take pride in having some amazing kids.
Well, that's good. So let's remind everybody that we need to be out and about today and stopping at one of the Dutch Brothers places, get a free drink and help the community at large with the food drives.
And a big smile.
Yeah.
And get that wonderful
big smile. The other thing I forgot to mention, too, is we also have, while supplies last, we have a pretty cool bracelet, like a rubber bracelet that says, "I love Dutch Bros." So any donations of food that are made, you also get one of those while supplies last.
All right.
Thanks very much for calling in.
Thanks for what you do, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All righty. We do need to take a break here on KCNR 1460, a little behind the power curve. We'll be back.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palo Cedro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options.
For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former Grand Jury members.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a 4-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, where the time is 8:26. This portion of the program is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. You know, the strength and opulence of marble and granite used to be reserved for just the really high-end places, but let me tell you, you can bring it into your very own home by talking to the folks at Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber will help you plan out, and if you happen to be an escrow or something like that, this is a great time before you get moved in to plan on what your new kitchen is going to look at. That's Estate Granite and Marble, 241 Stone, 241-7866. Now back to Free Fire Radio with guest host Trish Clark.
And welcome back. We're having a great time here this morning talking about issues. I'm joined by John Dixon, who's been in since 7 o'clock with me this morning. And now we have the pleasure of welcoming Reverge Anselmo to our broadcast booth this morning. Good morning, Reverge.
Good morning. Good morning, Trish. Good morning, John. Good morning, everybody out there.
We have been kind of talking about this lawsuit of yours, John and I were just musing about why does the county continue? They don't appear to have made any wins so far in the process. Why don't you bring us up to date on where we're at in this?
Before I do that, though, you know, one of the things that I think about a lot are sort of wrongful convictions and how hard those are to overturn, the West Memphis 3 and so forth. I don't know why it gets embedded or discussed in the halls or corridors of a government that they can never admit to being wrong. It's not such a big thing to make a mistake. We all make them all the time. Honorable people, gentlemen, simply apologize for those and move on. Yeah. Every war that there has ever been, I mean, going back to, let's see, Herodotus, every war begins by the omission of a common courtesy. Had they very simply, long ago, when I asked them in person, hey, you know, this is wrong. Would you just get off me here and, let this go? A simple, something very simple such as, you know, you're right. That was out of hand. Look, we're sorry. Let's put that behind us and move on. That would have sufficed years ago. I asked them to do that. They would not do it.
Yeah, you make a good point, and I can't. I probably know a lot more about this situation from both sides of it than a lot of people, and I absolutely have a hard time figuring out why the board is not just saying enough.
You know, it's been my experience that all disagreements come down to two things. It's either economics or embarrassment. Occasionally a third, which is embarrassment over economics. This involves both of them. There's economics involved, and wasteful economics right now, as far as I'm concerned, at the county level. And there is embarrassment because there have been some rulings made that were not appropriate, and now these people have to stand behind them. And I think they're embarrassed about the fact that they were wrong and don't know how to accomplish the end of it.
It's not so very embarrassing to have been wrong. We all are from time to time. That I don't mind. But
if you're an egotistical tyrant, there's a difficulty in admitting you're wrong because you have to let your constituency know that you've made a mistake, and that somehow or another infringes on your power base.
He's a bureaucrat. He doesn't
absolutely
have a constituency.
Thank you.
He's an employee of the citizens of Shasta County and works at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors. If he's not doing his job and he's making bad decisions, then the board needs to step in and represent their constituency. They do have a constituency.
And saying they are displeased.
Exactly. Because they're no longer serving at their pleasure.
Exactly.
I just have to get past this point that he somehow has an axe to grind.
Has an ego in this thing. He shouldn't have any ego involved in this.
Absolutely.
He's so used to being kowtowed to that his ego has gotten in the way of making sound decisions.
Somebody needs to cut his chain, and we're going to go to break.
And you're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama says congressional Republicans are sounding ready to extend a payroll tax holiday through the end of the year.
You're starting to hear voices talk about how can we go ahead and make this happen in a timely way on behalf of the American people. That is good news. But as you guys know, you can't take anything for granted here in Washington until my signature is actually on it.
The president still wants citizens to pressure Congress to get the tax cuts renewed past the end of the month. One Republican's prediction:
they will pass probably the House if it's done. It'll go to the Senate where all bills go to die. It'll go to the Senate where they can't even get a budget done.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett. House Republicans suggest they would pass a tax cut renewal without tying it to an extension of unemployment insurance. A Saturday funeral has been scheduled for Whitney Houston at the church where she sang as a child in her native Newark, New Jersey. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Cowboy open party down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist, and because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460, where we have lots of background chatter with a live mic in the control room. It is 8:35. This portion of the program is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They call it man's last stronghold. It's where you go to get a haircut. You won't find styling, you won't find hair dryers, and you won't find women with aluminum foil in their hair or Dr. Foil or Dr. Phil on the TV. What you will find is men's magazine, not those kind of men's magazines, you know, Field and Stream, Guns and Ammo, guy magazines, animal heads on the wall. It is man's last stronghold and great place to get a haircut. That is Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Now, back to Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning, and we're back, and I'm joined here in the studio by John Dixon and Rivera Anselmo, and we're just talking about all kinds of things, and we're going to go, Rivera has a great idea we're going to jump to a total new subject here, about how we can solve our issues in Northern California, and kind of basing off of our desire for many years to not be a part of the rest of the state and perhaps join with Oregon and be part of the state of Jefferson.
And
a few years back, Sam Statham and I worked on a deal to separate the state, and we ended up with three states because nobody wanted San Francisco. And so now we've got Rivera has come up with an absolutely fascinating idea.
Yeah, well, I like this idea personally, and not because I invented it. I have looked into the state of Jefferson. I know Trish's stories with Statham about dividing the state. What I don't like is leaving the North State like what they said about South Carolina at the Civil War. It's too small to be a country, and it's too large for an insane asylum. I also don't trust the local cast of characters in political leadership here to like write a constitution for us or something. I want nothing to do with a process like that. But one thing that I would like to do, and I mentioned it to Stan Statham, and also, the attorney that was here.
Fred Kelly Grant.
Yes. They all are interested in this, but I'm an impatient man. They're working on it a little too slow for my liking, so I'll announce it today. What I want to do is find the right people to go with me. Let's go visit Rick Perry. Let's go to Austin, talk all of those guys there. What I say we should do is take from Yolo County line north to the Oregon border and ask Texas to please annex us. They can do some, take some polls and stuff, make sure they don't get embarrassed. But I'm quite sure if everybody up here was asked, would you like to be part of Texas, you'd get 67% to say, hell yeah, get me in there. And we would be in Texas, Northwest, a non-contiguous redescription of the borders of the state of Texas. They have a terrific form of government down there. Politicians only meet every other year for a maximum of 4 months. They have a positive economy. They don't have anything beautiful, which is what we have. They don't have timber resources. We do. Now imagine what we could do with the North State, with Texas law providing, you know, the framework for us instead of California. The oil offshore, trust me, Texans will drill it. the beautiful mountain homes instead of them being pariahs in places like New Mexico and Utah and Colorado, where they don't like Texans. We love them. We are very akin to Texans, and I'm married to one myself. I just think I can see all the planes coming in from Texas to explore new Texas Northwest. It would be a burst of economic growth and freedom like nobody's business, and we wouldn't have to reinvent a thing. That's my idea. I know it sounds off the wall, out of the box, but there's so much good logic and reasons for this. I think it can and should happen, honestly.
Would we be a sovereign annex?
No, we'd just
be
Texas.
We'd be a non-contiguous.
Because they're sovereign.
By the way, yeah. We'd enjoy their sovereignty of the republic. But also, this is a vote that takes place in Washington. It has nothing to do with Sacramento or people in the rest of the state. That is an up-down vote in the houses of Congress and...
And a vote of the people here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say, right. I love the concept, but I'm going to throw in my butt, of course. I didn't like that segment. But
where's the button?
Whatever happens in the North State, unfortunately, no matter how you go about it, has to be determined by what happens in the South State. Because
not if we're not part of that state.
We cannot break from them without their agreement.
No, that's not true.
All right.
Absolutely
explain
not true in a non-contiguous annexation.
Right.
The annexation part of it is the difference. We're talking about boundaries with the other state. The issue will be between us. They don't have a say in it.
With our consent, Texas would be our liberators. Can you imagine the prestige of Texas?
Who gives
after
them
that
consent?
The people here
of the North State. How do you differentiate who makes that vote? Are you talking about from the county area?
It's an offer. Texas makes an offer to annex this area. We either accept it or decline it.
I like the idea. I like the idea.
No state income taxes immediately.
There you go. That's a great start.
Yeah. No. It's certainly better than what we're doing, and something to work on that's in a positive vein and a way to move forward. And we're going to take a break and let you mull on that for a moment. And we'll be back.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fever and you want to get out of the cold? Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play or your very own Legacy golf cart plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust. Come on over to Carmona's, you'll save more with us.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And KCNR time now, 8:44, as we head into our last quarter hour here on Free Fire Radio. Quick check of the weather. It is going to be high today of 63 degrees under sunny skies. Showers tonight at a low of 36 and a 30% chance of rain, depending on where you are. I'm not sure how they calculate that. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a high of 63. Currently, it is 42 degrees. Weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where Ann Coulter will be in attendance on March 23rd. You can hear her speak. You can maybe even have dinner with her. She'll be signing books. All kinds of great things going on. The dinner is going to be limited to 50 people, so you'll want to get signed up right away. And for more information, AnselmoVineyards.com. Right now, though, we're going to toss it back to our guest host, Trish Clark, and our guest, John Dixon. Did I get all that?
You got it, buddy.
And, John, I guess you we have a bit of business to take care of here, something good for the listeners.
Listen up, folks, because this is an opportunity to pick up some freebies, okay? The River City Jazz Society presents the Cats and Jammers Jazz Band. I've seen the signs for them around town. It's a seven-piece band, jazz band. They play basically New Orleans and San Francisco-style jazz. But they're there basically to entertain the audience. They have contemporary tunes as well as some of the old standards and whatnot. And it's Sunday, February 19th, between 1 and 4:30 at the Redding Elks Lodge at 250 Elk Drive. General admission is $15, RGS members are $10, and students are $2. But here's the kicker. We got two free tickets right now for the first caller that calls in. And somebody better call in and get these tickets in a hurry, because I know that they're going to enjoy the River City Jazz Society, Cats and Jammer Jazz Band. You know our number here is 605-4567. Give us a call. Get the tickets. 605-4567. The first caller will get the free tickets. It's two, and you guys will have a great time. I know you'll enjoy jazz on the waterways.
Well, that's an exciting offer and good group, and I think our caller's coming in right now. While we're talking about things like that, I want to just make one more pitch for the All About Women, a special day down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds on February 25th. If you're a business out there and you'd like to display and have all these women coming through your booth and buying your product, give Sherry a call at 244-5919 and put it on your calendar to join us and have a really special day at All About Women, a special day health, home, and hobbies fair down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds again on February 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also want to remind you, as you're out driving around today, the Redding area Dutch Brothers celebrates Dutch Love on February 14th with the food drive. If you stop in at any of the Dutch Brothers coffee kiosks, you'll get a free drink if you bring them three cans of food
and
you get a big smile, and that's the great part of that organization. And
what a fabulous community we have, isn't it?
We're involved
in so many ways and so many things,
and there's so many positive things. You know, our economy is being kind of down
battered
in the dumps, and I get I think we get into a position where we listen too much to the mainstream media, and they've got us convinced that government is the only one that can get us out of this. And gosh darn it, the government got us here, but if we fight real hard and kind of go back to our basic roots and let some of these wonderful entrepreneurs within our community, such as Mr. Anselmo and some of the people who would like to develop things that actually create, oh my gosh, a job where you can actually earn the money to have your own lifestyle and make your own way. You know, John, we have systematically sat around for the last 60 or 70 years and allowed our rights to be picked off.
Eroded.
Eroded one at a time. And it's so pervasive because when I listen to my friends, and anybody who knows me knows that most of my friends are pretty conservative people
active.
But I hear from them the same thing. They'll say, well, how come that guy makes that amount of money? Nobody needs to make that amount of money. And my reaction to them always is, what business is it of yours? Why do you care how much he makes? It's a private business. That's none of our business. But we've allowed that media mindset to get us into that kind of greed.
How dare they be successful?
And exactly. how did successful people become the enemy?
How did corporations
read your Ayn Rand
guys?
Yes.
And Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged, exactly right.
I mean, gosh, you know, when that movie was here, I don't think enough people got to see it. It is available.
It's
online.
It's in Blockbuster right now.
And it is available. In fact, I have a copy of it. They are getting ready to make the second one. I have said for years that anybody who has not read Atlas Shrugged at least once isn't paying attention.
Listen,
we do have a winner.
We do, and that's what I was going to interrupt for just a minute.
And
but
we got him on the
with
line.
Coach Bob.
Good morning.
You're there with us. Good morning. And you have won the tickets for the River City Jazz Society, and I think a wise call, my friend, a wise call.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to get in there with my group to play, so maybe this will get me in the door.
There you go. You go up and see the head of the group there and say, let us sit in with you for a little bit. Coach, it's good to talk to you, and I hope you have a great day. Are you working today?
I'm outside to get a better signal. I've seen roosters and chickens milling around my feet.
Yeah, so your fish tanking pretty bad there.
We're
sir.
Losing you. We're going to let you go, Coach. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.
So back to that kind of subject that I guess I can really I sit and I look. Little things. As an example, where we have allowed ourselves to play the chicken and the egg kind of game and the little carrot stick thing where they hang out something. You know, there's no question in my mind that we as parents want our children, as an example, to be as safe as they can be. But doesn't it just follow if I'm a parent, a mother, and they create some kind of a really safe seat for me to put my child in, that if I'm a good parent, I'm going to pick that up and I'm going to put my baby in it and I'm going to take care of him?
You mean without a law?
Without a law?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I don't understand why we need a law to control everything we do. And each time we allow them to pass one of those laws, we give up a certain amount of our freedom and our ability to make decisions for ourselves and our family.
You know, I was thinking about that in regards to this required birth control issue that has come up. Is it really necessary to mandate birth control, and to who?
Whoa, and now they're calling for a break.
Got bills to pay, guys.
Pay the bills, Ben.
And we have a caller on hold. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be back.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at NOVB.com. North Valley Bank.
Member FDIC.
Estate granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Well, I walk back down.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. One more segment to the top of the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where they are introducing the Macanudo. No, that is not the latest dance sensation. It is a recognizable and popular cigar brand known for mild flavor and body. By the way, they're also collecting older damaged American flags that need a proper and honorable disposal, and they collect their empty cans and bottles and donate them to Empire Recovery Center. Truly a community resource, the folks up at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now back one more time to our guest host, Trish Clark, and her guest, John Dixon.
Well, and we were having a great conversation.
We were.
and I've just got to say, I am amazed that we continually allow our good president to do things as easily as he does them. Bear in mind, his goal has always been that free birth control be available to everyone. He has no authority to make that happen in any way, shape, or
form.
Nor
is that a platform of the presidency.
Exactly, but that's one of his goals and his whole deal. So what does he do? He throws out this whole religious thing at us. He has no authority to make that stick. He gets the religion groups in the world all up in arms at him, and then he backs up and says, "Oh well, gosh, I'll give in, and we'll just have the insurance companies do it." Well, what did he accomplish? Now he's got free birth control. We, the people, are paying through this insurance thing, like it was something we should have. And everybody's so proud of themselves that they backed him down and are simply expecting and accepting that, in fact, we are now going to have free birth control for everybody in the United States.
Trish,
we have to take a break and go to Wells Fargo
We have Sue. Pointing down in the corner here that we don't take Wells Fargo till after the top of the hour.
Oh, okay.
Sue, you have been waiting so patiently. What do you
Please
got?
Please.
Good morning,
us.
Sue.
Good morning. I have a quick question. What laws, regulations regarding his building did Mr. Anselmo violate, and how can he get those changed?
I wish he was still
question.
Here.
Well, you know, Riverish is not here. The lawsuit has to do with a grading permit, an $80 grading permit that
the county required.
The county also got the Corps of Engineers, Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife, a whole bunch of people involved in this whole discussion about whether or not he needed this grading permit. Everybody, all of those organizations backed off, said, no, you're right, we're wrong, you didn't need the permit in the first place. Mr. Mull said, no, I'm going to get my $80 permit and I'm not going away.
Or I'm going to shut you down.
Or you just will never get an operating permit for your winery. Reverge said, you can't do that to me, and I'm going to sue you. And they said, you can't sue the government. We have unlimited resources. And Reverge said, so do I.
And
that's
and
where
I
we're
will.
At.
And he
so,
did.
And so that basis, that's the basis of the lawsuit. Now they've red-tagged a bunch of things. a lot of, gosh, you know, there's a list of permits they were required to get and did and are in the process of getting. It's been a difficult situation for him to work
through. You know, it just sounds like a peeing contest to me.
It was, very much so.
You got it. And that's why one of the things that Reverge has simply asked for is an apology. You were wrong, and you need to admit it.
That peeing contest comes down, though, to the fact that one side really is wrong. There is no grading permit required when you're not doing any grading. And in front of witnesses, the person who was issuing that permit said, pay it or we'll shut you down. I don't care whether there's grading required or not required. You're going to buy the permit or we're going to shut you down. And they attempted to do so. It failed. It's been in court. It's been adjudicated. It's been ruled in Mr. Anselmo's favor. It's the appeal was found in his favor. The appeal of the appeal was found in his favor. And they're back in court again because the county is not willing to make the adjustment.
All the way through, the county has maintained that Reverse does not have the right to sue them, and that's what's been adjudicated. All the courts all the way up have said, absolutely, this is a substantial lawsuit, and we finally actually feel that the appellant will be, you know, will be the winner at the end of it. I'm talking very quickly because we're out of here. We've had a great day today.
Fantastic.
And,
thank you for letting me share it with you.
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.